Yeah. We'll talk about.
It's like something wrong's going on.
This is February 12, 1985, from Breakfast Table. Mark is asking, what does alert mean? And what do you mean? What is it? Are you asking for
alert? Alert.
Alert means like it's time for a fire alert.
Ross said it's when something's nice going on and something is wrong.
Little song. Mark says little song.
Okay, sing us a song.
Sing us a song.
Well, maybe you're not saying it right. Maybe we don't have the right word.
Yeah.
Give us the song, and then maybe we can figure out what word it is.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it has the elephant and the snake and the monkey on it.
Okay. How's it go?
Well, did you know, you'll hear if I turn on the phone after school.
Just sing it.
Da 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 do do do.
Da 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 do
do do.
And that, what does it say in it? What does it say, alert? I learned to be someone like you.
I learned. Get to be like somebody or something. Yeah, like you have to.
You get to know.
Well, at least he knew that Ron's explanation was not appropriate.
How to do math. Or you have to get. Or you have to learn how to. Chicken.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's what I'm trying to learn.
Mm-hmm. You're a good boy, Mark.
You're trying to learn the meaning of learn.
Ross's meta linguistic comment there.
Also, Mark was asking about what would happen if the whole world went to one school.
No. Mm-hmm. What would happen at a different one? What if all people lived in the same house?
Mm-hmm.
That's this one. And what if the people lived in the went in the same bus, uh-huh, that's our bus, and that's my bus,
mm-hmm,
and what if people went in the same school, and what if people went in the same room?
Mark, you have to eat.
At the house. Mm-hmm. And what if they ate the same thing?
And Ross said it would be very crowded.
Ross
said it would be very crowded.
Well, it would.
Mm-hmm. If all the people in the world were in the same bus, it'd be very, very, very crowded.
Yeah, and in one room.
You have any idea how many people there are in this silly world? Now, Mark, Ross, eat. Ross was trying to get the peanut butter. He said, I don't know why you keep the peanut butter where we can't reach it. Mommy said, well, I guess I'll change it in a little while. Do you think you can spread peanut butter by yourself, Mark?
What?
Can you do peanut butter by yourself?
What?
Would you focus your eyes, please, Mark?
I got so scared, I couldn't see very clearly.
And your head couldn't go back into place, right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Wait. What do you think that people really need to do that?
And they really liked the tape and some.
And Christina, she.
Christina?
Yeah.
And Christina, she.
When I always.
Before this, he said they were moving their arms and something little like this.
In the back and try to get the big bump.
What big bump?
But me and Brian have to take turns going back with Christina and have a big bump.
What is a big bump? When Christine goes back to have a big bump, what is that?
Well, it's a thing. It's a bump that goes up and then down.
Is this in another room?
Not in a room.
Where is it? In the bus.
Yeah. In the van.
Van.
Yeah.
And so you sit in the back, and when you go over the bump, it goes bump.
Yeah. But sometimes.
I see.
Slow,
yeah.
And we don't get the bump.
Right.
And we say, bad boy. And when he does do the bump, we say, good boy.
Does the bump ever hurt?
No, it's just all fun.
Uh-huh. And do you have your seatbelt on when you do the bump?
Yeah, but we keep it a little more, not our size.
Huh. We keep it a little more not our size.
Yeah, a little.
A little.
And
this is all about.
And the bump really feels nice.
And the bump really feels nice.
Come on, Matt.
Have what?
The candy.
We're going to have spaghetti, you and I.
Candy.
You want candy. Well, why don't you have candy when Ross comes home, okay? Then that's fair.
Can I have ice cream?
Did they like in the twink of an eye?
Yeah, they liked on the twink of an eye, they were doing the swooshy stuff with their arms.
Uh-huh.
That's what they did with all the music stuff.
Uh-huh.
But they didn't do it on Murky and Lurky.
Oh.
Anyway, I'm going to turn the tape on right now.
Well, that's the wrong tape.
We were looking for "What Do You Say, Dear?" And Marky said, "It has to be up here because I saw it when I was looking for 'What Do You Say, Dear?'" And Marky, of course, was right. It was up there somewhere. Okay, come on, Mark. We're going to read "What Did You Say, Dear?"
Yes, my daddy. Instead of the game called "Keep the Balloon Off the Floor, Keep the Balloon Off of the Wall."
What is that game going to do?
Well, when the babysitter was over,
he
said, "Don't you know the game where you have to keep the balloon off the floor?"
Mm-hmm.
And I said, "Yeah."
Mm-hmm.
But this time I'm going to do a game where you have to keep the balloon off of the wall.
Aw, that's cute.
What did Ross say, Marky say this morning? Have a good always sleeping time?
Yeah.
Still.
Have a good still sleeping time. We were sleeping in bed. Mark was visiting us and then he left and he said, "Have a good still sleeping time." And Mary said, "When is he going to learn how to talk with regular words?" Actually, I thought it was pretty nice. I thought it was a pretty nice way of seeing it. Mark's waving a sword at Ross, and Ross said, Mom, Dad, this is what Mark is doing just because I'm not making a setup with him.
Waving a sword at me.
Waving a sword at me. And it's true, Mark was. Mark was trying to intimidate Ross into doing a setup with him.
Now he's shooting us.
Now he's shooting us. Mark, I think that you're getting over on the dark side. You're going over the dark side. You're getting too violent. Too violent. You're going to the dark side. The emperor is going to get you. The ugly old emperor is going to take you, and he's going to turn you into one of his minions.
He's not
really hot. Mm-hmm.
No, you know why? That's just a movie. It's just a movie.
It's a movie about what's going to happen in this world, in the future. Artie said these are the twin boys, and they go diagonally. Diagonally, Mary said? And he said, yeah, that doesn't mean they go straight. And he was referring to some pictures from his class portraits where all the kids' pictures were out, all put out together, and they were indeed diagonally arranged.
Mark asked me, Daddy, what did the volcanoes erupt after? And I said, after the Earth was formed. And he asked me, what did they have to erupt for? They had to erupt because it was very hot inside the Earth.
Oh, Mark!
Ross, I want you to come right now, Ross.
Oh, he's a baby monkey.
A baby monkey?
He's really cute.
Very good. Now sit down and eat.
You should see him in his bed. Mm-hmm. With his mommy.
I'm going to turn that off.
He's in his bed with his mommy.
Oh, uh-huh.
Watch that when it's finished with, we're finished with dinner. Now, Marky asked me about why did the volcanoes have to erupt, Ross. What do you know about that?
What?
Marky asked, why did the volcanoes have to erupt?
Because the Earth was too warm inside.
Mm-hmm.
The Earth was making land.
Yeah, that's true, but Marty had the right answer. That's how they made land, but that's not why they made land.
Oh!
There was another thing that I want to tell you about. It's not very light at the table, though. The Earth was full of gas.
So?
It had to burp.
Burp!
That's what volcanoes are. It's when the Earth is burping. Really? Volcanic eruptions are caused largely by gas.
Hot gas.
Mm-hmm. Now that's not true of lava flows. But when they actually blow like that, actually it's a little more complicated than that. But gas is involved.
Wait, please.
See, there's pressure inside. Pressure inside the Earth. It's very hot inside. Did you know that? You know about the devil?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think he's real?
Mm-mm. He's not real.
How do we know he's not real?
Because he has to be underground. And that's what mine is.
He would have to live underground.
Mm-hmm.
And they know that he can't live there. Why?
Yeah.
Why
can't
he?
Because it's too hot! And there's mud.
First it gets muddy and then after.
It's too hot, he burned up.
Nothing could survive. Nothing. It is
not,
so...
Not even him.
The only thing, even the rocks turn to gas. Even though not
to
gas.
To lava.
They turn to,
something like
liquid.
Liquid, they turn to liquid.
They melt.
In fact, they go into states where
they're eating. Can I have some more cornbread, please?
What?
They go into funny states inside the Earth. No, not yet. You haven't got enough to eat.
You're not finished.
Oh, fuck!
You're going fuck, fuck, fuck. Your mouth is
Mm-hmm. Now, Ross, let's go back to what happened in the beginning. Do you think the oldest thing is when the earth was began? No. Mm-mm. You know what the very first thing was, according to scientists? First, the big, what is it called?
Planet blew up.
It's called the big,
it's the like, Dipper.
No, you're close. The big,
bang.
That's the beginning. In the world was the big bang.
What's the big bang?
That's how the world started, with a bang. That's what scientists
say. To come closer.
No. It was all, the world was compressed into very small space. So tiny that no one could stand it. There weren't any people. All there were molecules and pieces of matter. Everything in the whole world was compressed very tight. Okay? Yeah. And it got so tight that it went bang. Okay? And it blew everything out into the world. Dust, stardust, all over the world. And then
I thought there wasn't any world then.
Then all the stardust came together and formed planets and stars. And it started to cool.
So
very
there is
hot.
Such thing as stardust.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
My teacher keeps saying there isn't any.
She doesn't understand what you mean by stardust. She thinks you mean romance.
What's that?
Well, stardust, like what?
Sandman. Do 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 do.
What? Rainbow Bright.
Yeah.
Those are called stardust.
You know that stardust that she sprinkles
about. I can't eat stuff.
Okay. Excuse me. Bye bye.
Did you finish your milk, Ross?
I can't eat. I can't eat that hot dog.
That's all right. You did a very good job, Mark.
With little crumbs.
I'll show you.
With little crumbs? Lots of little crumbs. Lots of them.
Mark, have you ever seen the dust? Little balls of fluff.
How could teeny things? How could they form a big world with lots of little crumbs?
Under the what?
Under the bed.
All the dust.
So fluffy stuff.
Under the bed?
Uh-huh, I saw that.
Yeah, you know what that's made of?
Yeah.
Dust and crumbs.
Matter.
And it all clings together.
Made of matter.
You mean it got dried and then it sort of
hangs together, it joins hands.
Yeah.
Do you want me to tell you something really surprising? Do you know what your body is made of?
Bones.
Yeah, but everything. You know what else it's made of? Matter. It's made of matter.
What is your blood made of?
Matter.
Stuff.
Is what is your eyeballs made of?
Stuff.
Matter.
What is your...
The whole world is made of matter. The whole world.
Stuff. Little pieces of stuff.
There are different things that are called elements. Matter is in different types of elements. Hydrogen, oxygen, nitrogen, calcium, phosphorus, iron, nickel, cobalt, uranium, Pancakes are made of carbohydrates. They're a union of carbon atoms, oxygen atoms, and hydrogen atoms.
Oh, like oxygen.
Oxygen is what you breathe.
Yeah.
And nitrogen is in the air, too. Nitrogen. Argon, xenon,
but,
that's a sort of rare.
That stuffy on the ground, the gravity, it keeps you down. But in space, there's no gravity, so you go up and down like that.
Right. That's right. And in space, there's no air to breathe. No oxygen, no nitrogen.
Yeah, so you need a little space suit on.
Mm-hmm.
How do you get to breathe with a space suit on?
Got a bunch of oxygen on your back.
And a tank
all
full
stuffed
of
together, real
a
tight.
A bottle full of...
A bottle of oxygen.
Lungs
Well, how do you eat when taking off your helmet?
Don't take it off, you'll die.
Well, how do you get to eat that way?
Wait till you get back into your spaceship. Then you can eat.
And in the spaceship.
When you get in your spaceship, then it's safe.
It has air in it.
Because you have to open the spaceship when you're going up in space.
Right. How'd you learn that?
So, and when you open the thingy, air comes in.
Right. How'd you learn about that?
I didn't learn about it.
You didn't? Do people ever teach you those things at school?
Uh-uh.
You must have just had it in your brain, huh?
Yeah.
When you were born, do you think you had it in your brain?
Uh-uh.
Did you have anything in your brain when you were born?
Yeah, some things.
Like what?
Like goo goo gaga.
Uh-huh.
Well, I can't eat this much.
I think you did a wonderful job.
We're very proud of you.
Oh, wait. I'm going to drink more.
No problem.
I can't drink more.
Okay.
Good job.
Have a good day.
Mark, he said, Daddy, why do we use so many words in this house? And I said, oh, because we have a lot of things to say to each other. And what did you say, Marky?
Well, it's just like, well, for real, one time at, at,
Joey's house?
At one of the schools, Eastmont, I mean.
Yeah.
Over there.
Yeah, tell us about it.
I
want to turn the tape recorder off until you figure out what you're going to say?
No. I told Jimmy that...
You told or tell?
I told Jimmy that,
How do we say telled in our family?
Told. Told Jimmy that, told Jimmy that, my dad told me to and I told to Jimmy and that dad told to me that his dad used to say one knuckle sandwich,
right?
And I told to Jimmy the same thing. I told him my dad told me that his dad always said, one knuckle sandwich.
Right. What did Jimmy say?
One time he said, with somebody, with Ross, he said, one knuckle sandwich.
Uh-huh. Did you give it to him? Did you give the poor kid a knuckle sandwich?
No. He just said that. One time in the class when we were lining up to have to check, get our papers checked.
Yeah.
Well, Jimmy said, want a knuckle sandwich.
Oh, that's terrible, isn't it? Isn't that terrible?
Yeah. And one day I said, hi, kitty, I love you. And that's this day. Turn it off.
We'll turn it off. Okay, it's off. Now, did you ever give Jimmy a knuckle sandwich in the end? Did you ever give him a bad knuckle sandwich?
No.
Good, because if you did, what would happen?
He would all have all knuckles in his mouth.
Right. You know what they eat for lunch when Rossi goes to eat lunch at school?
What?
Knuckle sandwiches.
For real?
Yeah, they eat them for lunch. Right, that's why Ross doesn't like to eat lunch there.
You mean they take out knuckles?
Yeah, from people.
Ugh.
No, not really. No.
They just They're just pretend knuckle sandwiches.
They don't really be knuckle sandwiches.
Yeah, they're just plain sandwiches.
They're just plain regular sandwiches that regular people eat, like peanut butter and jelly and stuff like that, right?
Yeah, like maybe. But, like, just like Cheerios with peanut butter on it.
Marty, can I ask you a question?
What?
How come there's so many pairs of socks in the wash?
I don't know.
Do you know how many pairs of boys' socks there are in the wash?
Huh.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Now, who puts all these socks in the wash? Could you tell me?
I don't know.
And how come there's so many pairs of underpants in the wash?
Because I keep on having these little problems.
What kind of problems, honey?
Like, I peek in my pants. That's one problem.
I didn't notice you peed in your pants.
I pee in my pants and my underwear.
When did you do that?
Couple minutes today.
And that's why you put all these pants in the wash? Marty, I don't think it's true. I don't think you really peed in your pants. You did?
I peed in my pants.
Did it drip on the floor?
No!
Then it didn't really happen, did it?
Yeah, it did.
How much? When did it happen? When you were at school?
No, at home after school.
Well, why didn't you just go to the bathroom?
I couldn't hurry up.
You couldn't hurry up?
Uh-uh.
And this happens every day? Does this happen every day or just sometimes?
Just sometimes.
Well, what about the socks? How do all those socks get in the wash? Now explain that one to me.
I don't know.
Well, think about it. There are 9 pairs of socks there. And this is one day's wash. Now how does how do two boys use 9 pairs of socks in a day? Explain that.
I just don't know.
Well, I don't know either. You know better than I do. You're the man who wears all the socks. Come on, tell me the reasons. Think about it.
I just don't know. I forget.
Do you have games where you throw socks in the wash?
No. But one time Joey and Ross had games where they had to catch the clothes that were falling down the wash. And some fell into the wash.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe that's what made the problem that you have, huh?
No, that wasn't today.
No?
Hey, put it over here.
Put those pants in there.
I know, but I'm doing these. What do you think I'm doing? Doing 1,000 pants at one time?
I don't know, but we're missing some socks. Can you find any more socks anywhere?
No, now I have to do this all over again.
Oh, I'm sorry. My apologies.
No, that's okay.
Hey, that's okay, Dada.
No,
I'm not mad at you, Dada.
I'm not mad at you, Dada.